This is the LRN Listening Examination, June 2025. Level 2, C1. Section 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
One, the cafe. I'm not so sure about that new cafe, Connor. Apart from the coffee I had, it failed to live up to my expectations.
I have to agree, Kate. The sandwich we ordered was nothing special, though I thought the hot chocolate they served me was pretty decent. And the music was disappointing, wasn't it?
You're not wrong there. I'm not so sure about that new cafe, Connor. Apart from the coffee I had, it failed to live up to my expectations.
I have to agree, Kate. The sandwich we ordered was nothing special, though I thought the hot chocolate they served me was pretty decent. And the music was disappointing, wasn't it?
You're not wrong there. 2. Viewing habits.
I thought you'd already seen this series, Freya.
That's true, Max, but I'm happy to rewatch a series if I enjoyed it the first time. This way, I can watch a few episodes in a single sitting, which helps me appreciate the series more. When a new series first comes out, I find myself getting impatient for each episode to air.
I thought you'd already seen this series, Freya.
That's true, Max, but I'm happy to rewatch a series if I enjoyed it the first time. This way, I can watch a few episodes in a single sitting, which helps me appreciate the series more. When a new series first comes out, I find myself getting impatient for each episode to air. 3. The book. What's the book you're reading, Ben?
It's about genetics, which is something I'm not terribly familiar with. And while the book is fascinating, it's a bit too technical for me, Erin. I'm struggling with it, and I often have to reread paragraphs in order to understand them.
What's the book you're reading, Ben?
It's about genetics,
which is something I'm not terribly familiar with. And while the book is fascinating, it's a bit too technical for me, Erin. I'm struggling with it, and I often have to reread paragraphs in order to understand them.
4. The cooker.
I opened up my electric cooker yesterday, Rebecca, to try to fix a problem it had. But I forgot to turn it off at the mains, so when I touched a wire inside, I got an electric shock.
That was really dangerous, Jamie. You could have been seriously hurt.
Actually, I only felt a slight shock, but I realized I had blown the main electric fuse as all the lights in the house went off. I opened up my electric cooker yesterday, Rebecca, to try to fix a problem it had. But I forgot to turn it off at the mains. So when I touched a wire inside, I got an electric shock.
That was really dangerous, Jamie. You could have been seriously hurt.
Actually, I only felt a slight shock, but I realized I had blown the main electric fuse as all the lights in the house went off.
5. The clothes.
I decided to sort out the suits in my wardrobe and give a load of them to a charity shop, Georgia. Since I'm working from home nowadays, I hardly get to wear most of them anymore. I'm sure other people will make better use of them.
That's a great decision, Cameron. I really ought to do the same with some of the outfits that don't fit me anymore.
I decided to sort out the suits in my wardrobe and give a load of them to a charity shop, Georgia. Since I'm working from home nowadays, I hardly get to wear most of them anymore. I'm sure other people will make better use of them.
That's a great decision, Cameron. I really ought to do the same with some of the outfits that don't fit me anymore. 6. Revising.
Is listening to music the best thing to do while revising for your exams, Poppy?
Well, Dad, while I realise that music isn't particularly helpful for studying, it's far less distracting than the noise of the drilling coming up from the road.
Oh yes, I see your point. Why not just have a break from studying for a bit instead? They'll surely stop working to have lunch soon. Is listening to music the best thing to do while revising for your exams, Poppy?
Well, Dad, while I realise that music isn't particularly helpful for studying, it's far less distracting than the noise of the drilling coming up from the road.
Oh yes, I see your point. Why not just have a break from studying for a bit instead? They'll surely stop working to have lunch soon.
7. The bike.
So, I see you finally got yourself an electric bike rather than a conventional one, Jenny.
Yes, Harry. It seemed like the best choice, as the reason for my getting a bike was not to exercise, but simply to get to and back from work every day. It's too far to just pedal there, and besides, cycling is a hobby I have never been particularly keen on.
So, I see you finally got yourself an electric bike rather than a conventional one, Jenny.
Yes, Harry. It seemed like the best choice, as the reason for my getting a bike was not to exercise, but simply to get to and back from work every day. It's too far to just pedal there, and besides, cycling is a hobby I have never been particularly keen on. 8. The weather.
I can't decide what clothes to wear, Amber. It's summer and sunny outside, but the weather's so changeable nowadays, you don't know whether it will be pouring with rain or blowing a gale after a while.
That's true, Owen. While much of the world is suffering from increased heat waves, we aren't sure if we'll even have a summer here in the UK.
I can't decide what clothes to wear, Amber. It's summer and sunny outside, but the weather's so changeable nowadays, you don't know whether it will be pouring with rain or blowing a gale after a while.
That's true, Owen. While much of the world is suffering from increased heat waves, we aren't sure if we'll even have a summer here in the UK. 9. The Charity Shop. I've started work in a charity shop, Leo. It's only 3 days a week and voluntary, but it gets me out of the house.
I thought it was only pensioners who worked in those places, Madison.
Well, most of my colleagues are elderly, but you'd be surprised at how much fun they are. We have a really good time together. I've started work in a charity shop, Leo. It's only 3 days a week and voluntary, but it gets me out of the house.
I thought it was only pensioners who worked in those places, Madison.
Well, most of my colleagues are elderly, but you'd be surprised at how much fun they are. We have a really good time together. 10. Living in the countryside. Do you ever see yourself living in the countryside, Bradley?
Hardly, Liz. I think I would be bored out of my mind outside of an urban environment. I would also have to use my car all the time, as public transport in rural areas is quite insufficient. Where I am now, I only use my car to visit my parents, as everything I need is either a walk or a short bus ride away.
Do you ever see yourself living in the countryside, Bradley?
Hardly, Liz. I think I would be bored out of my mind outside of an urban environment. I would also have to use my car all the time, as public transport in rural areas is quite insufficient. Where I am now, I only use my car to visit my parents, as everything I need is either a walk or a short bus ride away.